Let's all take our seats. Shabbat shalom, everyone. If we could find our seats. We're going to begin with a song here to come into the presence of the Lord. So if we could all stand. Dennis, I'm still extremely muffled in my monitor here. Because anything to be done for that?
His gates with thanksgiving, and turn to his courts with praise. Turn to his gates with thanksgiving, and turn to his courts with praise. Rejoice and be glad in our Creator. Rejoice and be glad in the Father of lights. Rejoice and be glad in our salvation. Rejoice.
Bless the name of the Lord as we sing the motto, how goodly are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel. Come and dwell with us, Father, we pray in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah. Mato, O Alekayako, Mishkelate. House. There I will bow
Shabbat Shalom. Another Shabbat and another opportunity to meet with the Lord here in our sanctuary of Ohev Israel. Let's ask the Lord to manifest His presence and His power. You know, it's up to Him. It's not that we do something or don't do something that causes our ability to feel the presence of the Lord. But in faith, I know that the Lord is present at all times in our sanctuary, and that we are open and welcoming of Him. Still, it's wonderful to be able to leave the service with a sense that we have felt His presence. And so we want to that to be our prayer this morning. Thank you, Lord. Let the presence of your Holy Spirit be felt this morning.
Exodus 31, verses 16 through 17 says, "The Israelites are to observe the Shabbat, celebrating it for the generations to come as a lasting covenant. And it will be a sign between me and Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth. And on the seventh day he abstained from work and rested. So we sing and rejoice together on this Shabbat morning."
I shall not